Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey there, North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz with your All Local on this Friday, July 23rd. We're learning additional information on a SWAT standoff in uptown Dallas yesterday evening. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports.
Dallas police say the incident started when 29-year-old Marquise Allen tried stealing a vehicle in the parking lot of an office building at 75 and Fitzhugh. Officer Michael Dennis says the vehicle's owner fought Allen off, ran into the building, and notified a security guard.
The suspect then entered the building and got into a physical altercation with the victim and a security guard.
Police arrived and placed Allen in handcuffs, after which time Allen told officers that he had explosives strapped onto his body. The bomb squad and SWAT responded and determined that the device was a fake. Allen was taken to a hospital for evaluation, and he will be transferred to the Dallas County Jail, and he will be charged with robbery and hoax bomb. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080. KRLD.
Dallas police are searching for a man who they say killed a 22-year-old last night while he was trying to break up some kind of fight. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the details.
Dallas police say a man was shot and killed last night while trying to break up some kind of fight. It happened around 9:30 on Pueblo Street in Dallas. Police say 22-year-old Jose Rodriguez interfered in a disturbance trying to help. Instead, he was killed.
He was shot multiple times. Dallas Fire Rescue transported him to a local hospital where he died.
Senior Corporal Melinda Gutierrez says everyone involved in the disturbance fled the scene, including the shooter, and police are asking for help tracking them down. Anyone with information that could help is asked to come forward. Crime Stoppers is offering a reward up to $5,000 for tips that lead to the killer's arrest. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
State health officials are worried about the increasing number of COVID-19 cases, especially the growing number of cases of the Delta variant. Texas Health Commissioner John Hellerstedt says it's one more reason for people to get vaccinated.
I want to thank the more than 12 million Texans who are fully vaccinated. Your willingness to get fully vaccinated has already saved many lives and drastically slowed the pandemic in Texas. Simply put, the vaccines work.
About 52% of Dallas County residents are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19, and the mayor of Dallas is urging people to get their shot so they can win a prize.
Friday is the last day people who live in the city of Dallas can sign up for the mayor's vaccine raffle. Mayor Eric Johnson says more than 1,200 have signed up so far. UT Southwestern infectious disease professor James Cutrell says if we stay on the current pace of vaccinations, we may return to the same levels of hospitalizations we saw last winter.
This is because there's still a large number of individuals who are unvaccinated and remain particularly susceptible to infection.
Prizes for the vaccine raffle include Southwest Airlines tickets, passes to the State Fair of Texas, and gift cards. Anyone 12 and older can sign up, but you have to live in the city of Dallas. We've got the link at KRLD.com. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A Collin County man has become the latest to be snared by the FBI in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. KRLD's LP Phillips says the ex-Navy man is accused of being in the front line of the attack.
According to the court filings, Matthew DeSilva, a U.S. Navy veteran from the town of Levan, is now facing 8 charges, including being in the front line of the fight to overrun U.S. Capitol Police to get in the building January 6. The complaint says a tipster led the FBI to compare pictures of DeSilva to other photographs, and images on social media were shown to at least 2 people who know DeSilva, and they were able to confirm his identity. The FBI says De Silva was in front of the crowd fighting with Capitol Police, pushing and pulling their protective shields. While De Silva had long hair in the pictures from the riot and on his driver's license, the FBI says he shaved his face and his head as soon as he returned. De Silva becomes the 16th from the Dallas-Fort Worth area to face charges from the riot. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
As the Olympics get underway in Tokyo, a chain of water parks in North Texas is working with the Special Olympics to give people with special needs a place to cool off. Hawaiian Falls locations in Roanoke, Mansfield, and Waco will open exclusively to people with special needs and their families tomorrow morning.
The exclusive time is unique because we kind of turn down the music. We turn off some of our special lighting on the slides for the sensory challenges. And so it's just an awesome time set aside for families with special needs.
Managing Director Ryan Forson says people with special needs get in free. Their families and caregivers will get a discount tomorrow morning. Hawaiian Falls opens back to everyone tomorrow afternoon, and the location in Roanoke hosts a festival to mark the National Day of the Cowboy. Forson says Aloha Y'all will include hula dancers and Hawaiian food, but also Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl contests. Not all severe thunderstorms are alike, and that is why the National Weather Service is trying to emphasize with a new threat level system for their severe thunderstorm warnings. Allison Prater with the National Weather Service in Fort Worth says the highest level is destructive.
So once it hits destructive, that's when it's going to be, you know, there is a pretty good damage threat with this storm. Again, baseball sized hail, 80 mile an hour winds. So that's something that we want to have people say, okay, this is not just a regular thunderstorm, this is more dangerous.
Baseline storms have wind gusts above 58 miles per hour and or 1 inch of hail. And storms with a considerable threat level will have winds of 70 or higher or golf ball sized hail.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.